Friday mornings are when we check in with the Sacramento Business Journal. Christopher Arnes is the managing editor of Digital News. Good morning, Christopher.
Hey, Steve.
Golfers take note, a driving range is taking shape in Roseville, but this isn't just any driving range.
A company called Top Golf is building a sprawling indoor-outdoor golf facility at the intersection of Blue Oaks and Washington Boulevards near Highway 65, and it would cover 65,000 square feet, include more than 100 climate-controlled hitting bays, and offer microchipped golf balls to keep track of scoring. But the economic impact would be even more impressive. The company wants to hire right around 450 people, including 100 full-time jobs, and would contribute about $264 million into the Roseville economy over the next 10 years. It's supposed to open in late August, although it was originally supposed to open last spring in 2015, so things could change.
Davis voters have officially rejected the Nishi Gateway Innovation Center. This week, Yolo County election officials said they had finished counting provisional ballots showing Measure A didn't pass. The measure would have annexed 47 acres near UC Davis for infill development, including student housing and office space. Now what happens?
It's possible that developers could come back to the city with a different proposal that might reduce traffic and address affordable housing, or maybe the university could theoretically try to come up with a proposal. You know, this is all just speculation at this point. What's clear is that it's become almost impossible to develop big projects like this in Davis. Last week, developers for the Mace Ranch Innovation Center, which would be out on the eastern boundary of the city, they tried to revive their project after putting it on hold earlier this year, but right after reviving the project, literally just a couple of days later, we found out that the Mace Ranch developers had shelved the project again. And you know, at one point, the city had four proposals for new infill business parks that would focus on research and startups like Nishi Gateway and Mace Ranch. All four have now been killed.
On the other hand, Sacramento has several developments in the works. The latest is a massive new data center in North Sacramento.
A group of European investors wants to build a $475 million data center at McClellan Park, the sprawling business complex at the former McClellan Air Force Base. And that $475 million would be, you know, over a series of years that they would invest into the site. They just received $1.2 million in tax credits from the state, which will allow developers to expand the center over 50 acres at McClellan. And the number of jobs would be relatively small, about 60 people. But the data center could attract other tech firms to the area. It's the latest big news for the economic development community here after we've learned that Amazon is considering a huge warehouse by the airport, and there's a Silicon Valley company that is reportedly considering a huge new electric car factory here. And this is all very good news for Sacramento's economy.
And in retail news, a local mall may finally be turning the corner. Country Club Plaza in Arden Arcade is getting two new tenants.
The mall near Watt and El Camino is getting a Hibachi Grill and Buffet restaurant and a Planet Fitness gym in the next 3 months. And, you know, those might not sound very noteworthy, but this is a mall that's been struggling in the last few years. Both the Macy's and the Sport Chalet have closed there. And over the last decade or so, a number of other retailers have left the aging mall, which was built in the late 1960s. Older, middle-of-the-road malls like this one are struggling around the country, especially with the rise of online shopping. You know, only discount malls and luxury malls seem to be performing well in the current retail climate, and it's not entirely clear which direction the mall is going, whether it's headed toward being a discount mall or luxury mall. There is a new movie theater under construction, and so far, there aren't any new ideas for that former Macy's space. So there's a lot of anticipation to see what happens there.
Christopher, this is our final conversation with you.
I am moving on to go work for the state's Department of Transportation. And, you know, I just want to say, Steve, it's been great working with you. I've really enjoyed it, and I'm definitely going to miss it.
Well, thanks, Christopher, and good luck. That's Christopher Arnes, formerly of the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.